Mary, Queen assumed into heaven, pray for us. Please be seated. I wish you a blessed feast of the Assumption. May God bless and Mary reward all of you who have given of your day today to make this truly to be a holy day for the honor of Almighty God and of His Blessed Mother assumed into heaven. What a beautiful high mass to honor her today. Your participation makes it to be perfect. After Mass, we have the custom at St. Gertrude of lining up in the aisle. Everyone comes and passes through the communion rail after a genuflection, and then you say a little prayer to Our Lady assumed into heaven, and then you take some flowers or some herbs with you from her tomb and take them home and keep them for the year at least, dry them. I was thinking as I was reciting the powerful prayer of the blessing today, if only people knew why they would be lined up, not only all down the aisle, but outside and into the parking lot. Because these sacramentals bear a blessing for the sick. I'm going to take some home for Father Chicada after Mass today, and you should do the same for your sick. They bear with them a blessing and a protection against the devil and all of his machinations against mankind, and in particular against curses and spells and witchcraft. People north of the border don't think too much in these terms, but we ought to sometimes, or at the very least, reverently, prudently use all of these powerful sacramentals the Catholic Church gives us, especially today on Assumption Day. In the introit of the Mass today, the Schola sang, Signum magnum apparuit in cielo. A great sign appeared in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Reverend fathers, venerable sisters, and my dear friends in Christ, yesterday we professed our faith in the forgiveness of sin. Supernatural, which means above that which is according to our nature. But so much is the supernatural, thanks be to God, part of our natural and daily life that we could almost take it for granted. Or even, for some Catholics, to count it, confession, for a burden and not a blessing or a joy. Today, we turn to the great sign that appeared in the heaven. The other night, I was out. Whenever the cats woke me up, I would get out and I would take a look for the tears of St. Lawrence, those meteors that come down at this time of the day and this time of the year. And I never was successful in seeing any of them. But today, you, all of you, all of us, see a glorious sign in the heavens in the light of faith. It's the Ark of the Covenant, the Ark of Almighty God's presence with us always, made according to the prescription and the old law of incorruptible wood and all covered over in gold, and today by countless angels borne up into heaven, exactly according to the prophecy in the Apocalypse of St. John. The sinless one, she who is the cause of our joy. We are told in the old prayer of the feast, which was recited for so many centuries, that she goes to heaven in order to pray for us. Forgive, we beseech thee, O Lord, the sins of thy servants, that we who are unable to please thee by our deeds, may be saved by the intercession of the Mother of thy Son, our Lord. And so, the Immaculate One, the sinless one, she stands, as John saw her, with the moon at her feet and on her head, a crown of 12 stars. She stands as a sign of contradiction certainly, to the new religion, of contradiction to the old deception, of the devil, as a sign of contradiction to all of that man-centered and faithless one-world humanism, Jesus and Mary are a stumbling block, the blessed barrier to all of those who use so many efforts to reduce our faith. And by our faith, we believe very simply because we take God's word for it as proposed by his church. Faith, as opposed to some mere human invention or tradition or custom. Today, in our beautiful feast, we both then express this holy day by all we say and bless and sing and do. We express a way to strengthen that faith of ours, which could never be strong enough, as well as we put the faith into practice, don't we? By rendering homage true, homage which is due to the very Mother of God herself. And today we, humbly, the Catholics who are left, proclaimed as once was proclaimed in glory by Pope Pius XII before all of the huge crowds of clergy and faithful in St. Peter's, the Assumption of Our Lady into heaven, the ancient belief of the Church since the very beginning. The Holy Father said, "The Immaculate Mother of God, the ever Virgin Mary, having completed the course of her earthly life, was assumed, body and soul, into heavenly glory." This doctrine, far from being non-scriptural, as Protestants or modernists would claim, rests firmly on the biblical foundation. Already King David in the Psalms saying, "Thou wilt not suffer thy Holy One, O Santissima, O Most Holy One, to see corruption." In John's vision, in the 11th and 12th chapters of the Apocalypse, the woman clothed with the sun. The Holy Father points out a Pauline reference, St. Paul writing to the Romans, "As Christ is risen from the dead by the glory of the Father, so may we walk in newness of life." Now, if we, this is the argument of the Holy Father, if we, baptized sinners, share in Christ's victory, what must be the lot of the Virgin Mary, who was, he says, most intimately of all creatures, joined to the life of her divine Son? Therefore, he concludes that it is inconceivable that she who shared so deeply in the conflict, should not also share in its conclusion, that is to say, the complete victory over the power of death. And thus she, having mystically died at Calvary, for she is our co-redemptrix, died. What do the saints say? Our Lady, St. Alphonsa says, died more than the pains of 1,000 deaths. Now she dies no more, but rises from her sleep glorious to the heaven, escorted by countless angels. These little ones, were there 6 or 8 of them today, had the privilege to recommend that host, that great crowd of heavenly beings who were privileged to escort their queen home to her celestial throne that day. What does the Assumption mean for us who believe still today? It powerfully asserts our supernatural faith, and thus our faith is strengthened when we go out of our way to keep a holy day. The Assumption guarantees the reality of our supernatural hope, hope for the forgiveness of our sins, hope for a happy death, hope for a blessed eternity. the bodily assumption of Mary assures us that we too will be raised in this flesh of ours one day. Flesh is not nothing. Take care of it. See that it serves the Spirit in your own temple, which is your body. And finally, as we look up to where our mother has gone before us, we're presented with an unparalleled charity. She's so highly exalted, and yet this sinless one is our mother, isn't she? For all of us, from her heavenly throne, she stands close to the wavering, especially to the wayward, and yes, to the faithless. How can one not, on a day like this, think of the little ones who once marched proudly in the procession, and now they believe no more. But she is close to all of us. A great queen in the 20th century was Wilhelmina, the Queen of Holland. She saw her country through as a moral symbol and as a great encouragement during the dark days of the German invasion. Although she was, it is true, a Protestant and a Masonic monarch, and only constitutional, nevertheless, she did in her day a very great work for her people. And perhaps it was because of the way her mother raised her. Her mother, Queen Emma, once was standing on the balcony for some great occasion of state, and before the little princess and her mother the queen was this great mass of humanity, all cheering to see the princess, the future queen. And the little princess leans over and whispers into her mother's ear, "Mommy, do all these people belong to me?" "No, dear," she smiled. "You belong to them." And so it is that Our Lady, assumed into heaven, goes there so that she might belong to us, and that we, for all of our sins, may find forgiveness, and for all of our unworthiness, as children of Jesus and Mary, eternal happiness. Her assumption means this: what a glorious and a faith-filled event. Its presence on our calendars every August, its presence in our mysteries of the Rosary 3 times a week, and more so in our own lives, is a great sign. A sign that they need on the outside, but we on the inside, we need it as well. Of all that we believe and hope for and love. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.